the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shinchav Zayin, on the halachas of anointing and smearing on Shabbos, on the bottom of page 324, Shinchav Zayin Siv Gimel, it says, "Mechab im a garden, don't scrape the kli with a vessel also that's made to get turned up to Dav Kof Sam Gimel Marav with a kli the also that's made for this." Only his hands and his feet were filthy with mud and excrement. The problem with this is like a weekly type of activity. So you can't scrape a kli with a vessel, but he could scrape with his hands on the flesh. Not to make a wound, not to make himself bleed. Sivkot yud. With a kli that's ha'aslakach, that's made for this. Remember, the Gemara, the Imayuli kli of Miochel the Shabbos, if you had a vessel that was designated for Shabbos, then sure, that's permitted, which the Sharetzi Nice test says that is to scrape with. Now, Yabba wants to explain a different interpretation to reject the words of Mokhid from the Shabbos, but in Chanal in front of us, it's explicitly that, meaning that to scrape with it, so that's permitted. Because Magram writes his Mishabur de Mizeh, no Gabsulas from here, the custom is from the young girls. Lislim Kli Misar Chazir, that they have a vessel from swine here. A Mirchel Shabbos that's designated for Shabbos. The Sulam Mexico of Nichol, so it doesn't look any more like a weekday activity when they use such a comb. By Lael, Besav Simashin, Gimel Mishabur de Gamazeh, even regarding this, in which is not permitted, Kim Lasakabai Ma'at, as the Sar slash Givim. Only to like remedy a little bit the here is to just like have it laid down. I'm listening, but with the comb with it, Asa possess, even in this case, because it's not possible, it's not going to tear out here, which is forbidden, as the Dirshul Levin brings to tearing out here. Right, with it, that even if you're not intending to tear out here, it's forbidden because of segregation, because it's inevitable. Only if his hands or feet were mitunafis, were filthy with mud. Then you could do it. So the mess of the hagir could the chol, because then it doesn't look like with the scraping, like it's a wicked type activity. It looks like you're trying to get the mud off. Sivdal lo yosach ragla b'shemen. A person should not anoint his feet, pour oil on his feet. We take a minol a sandal while it's in the shoe or in the sandal, which the Rama adds in the word hachadoshim that are new. That's the maimli perich of gimel. Because then the leather gets softened. It's like similar to tanning the leather. But you could anoint your foot. Then put it into the shoe. And you could even smear it on your whole body. And then you could roll around on a piece of leather. That's as long as you don't have from the oil that's rubbed on from his body. The measurement that it could actually tan the piece of leather. That even if it has enough to make it shine, but mutter that will be permitted. But that's as long as he's not intending to even do this thing about making it shine. Sivkon yud beis. Lo yosach b'chulu. He says, not let anoint your with your foot with oil when it's in the shoe. Now, the hine, ibra oyer, tanning the leather, who echem avas malach, is one of the 39 Lamatas primary categories of malach. Bibur who? What's tanning? Emoleich is art. If you salt the leather, shem abdei, or you tan it, which is this process of leathering, b'shar devarim with other things. Shem abdei, that the normal thing is to tan it. B'chenim derech is abriagli. So if you stamp on the leather with your foot, actually it's kasher until it gets hard. Shem menachle biyode, or it softens it in your hand. U'moishchei mash ma'isai, and he pulls it and he evens it out. The way the leather makers do, that's going to be a liability to leather's ma'abit. It's a derivative of ma'abit. It's going to be softened the leather with oil. It's also a part of leathering. Everyone has to be careful with this reason. Not to anoint a new shoe with oil. Writes, even a biblical liability. Some prohibit also even an old shoe. Especially in today's time, in the Fisha Ma'aretz, that there are so many ignorant people, they come to be leading even by new ones. One should be stringent in all situations. All the more so. His intention with the anointing of the oil is for the Shia Mil Shachar, so that the shoe should be black. It would seem that it should be forbidden according to everyone, because the concern about dying. which the Shara Tzinas Tev Zayin says has known that through this it becomes black, and that's the way of professionals that they do this. Says Mishra, now we go back to our context. The Mishra is a Ibud because of the prohibition about Ibud. Also, they also made it forbidden for a person. She sabe val depo lasa that it should come about through his actions. She zracha or that the lev should become soft. That's why this sif is telling us that it's forbidden to go ahead and anoint his leg while it's in the shoe itself.
Siv kotin yud gimel. Now the Rama added on the words that this it's forbidden to anoint the leg in oil when it's in the shoe. He said the word hachadashim when they're new. Could be shem when they're old. Suim b'mishum chashash ibud. Then there's no more concern about leathering. Siv kotin yud dalad. So what's the iser with when it's in the shoe? Because the leather gets soft and it's similar to ibud. But if you anoint the leg and then you put it into the shoe, that's okay. Why? Since at the time when you were anointing the leg, the oil was not touching the leather. And we said you could even roll around on if your whole body was with oil, as long as you don't have oil that's rubbing off from his body, the amount that could do the ibud. Because if there was enough oil that had the measurement to do the leathering, then it's forbidden even if you're not intending, says the Gemara, because ultimately it's going to be doing that. And even if it has enough to do the tzichtzuch of shining it, that's permitted, as long as you're not intending even to make it shine. Because if he has that in mind when he's rolling around the leather, or when he anoints his foot and he puts it in the shoe, he wants the leather to shine through the oil, then it's also then forbidden as a decree, because of when he might have in mind to actually do the leathering, says Rashi. And b'cholshkin, all the more so, where he's anointing the shoe with oil, even if the oil is very little, and he's having one just to shine it, the asr is forbidden. Now to shine the shoes through this black smear, shakurin vixen, which is this like some type of a shoe polish. If you do it even through a non-Jew, it's forbidden up until the evening, the amount of time that it takes to have done this. Which Shartzi and Isi Zayin says, it sounds like over there that his reason is because there's a problem of Memarech about smoothing it as it goes onto the shoe. Says Mr. Rufur, they said, but you should know that regarding the liability of chatzas for leathering, regarding skinning the leather, the hugam kemalacha there, so it's also biblical malacha. Who yesh b'shir is if there's a measurement kedilas kemea enough leather to make an amulet. Lin yisula regarding the prohibition of b'cholshu. That's even a minute amount. Hamafarik the chsos to smala klav. Someone disconnects the chsos from the klav. The chsos is who chelik arshel tzad abasim. The hide of the animal, the very thick, the part of the leather that's facing the flesh. It's called the chsustis, and the klav, where chelik shal tzadaseir, is the outer part, that's where the hair is from. So if you detach the two of them, it's a teledis mavshid, that's a derivative of a hafshata, of a skinning, says the Rambam, and that would be asr. Simen shin chav ches, din chayla b'shabbos halacha of a sick person on Shabbos, boi mem tesifim, this 49 paragraph, sif alf. Mishish le'mechish ba'am, if someone just has a little bit of a pain, a little of an ache, but he's strong and he's going like a regular healthy person. Also, it's forbidden to do from any medicinal treatment on Shabbos. Even through a non-Jew, as a rabbinic decree, because you might come to grind the herbs to make that medicine, which would be the malach of teichem, which is forbidden. Sivkon Alf says the Meshbor Mechish Ba'alma. He just has a little ache with Meschazik Bechul, but he's strong, going like a regular person. Because Dimkabli too, because if it's really hurting him a lot, Bechol Koguva Dezen, therefore his whole body feels ill through this. Oichinavel Meshkab, or he has to lay down because of it. Avshe Emes Sekon, even though there's no danger. Mutulasa Beshvil Refu, Shem Malach, he'll do for that person medicine that doesn't have any Malach attached to it. Ukahi, like we saw, but the Simon Shin Chabazan Sev Alf. Chayagavna, similarly, by day in Yehudi, not through a non-Jew, mutlasav malacha gemur, you're allowed to do even the full-fetched malacha, with kaman, like we see later on, Sif Yizayim, Sif Lamed Zayin, Ayin Shem, look over there. Sif, cotton pays. But a regular healthy person that has an ache, so we didn't do from shumer for any treatment, that is a full of dvar, mishim, mishim, malacha, even things that have nothing to do with malacha, gamkin, us is also forbidden. Ukal el, like we said previously, Sif Mishim, Sif Zayin, Sif Av, kaman, like we see later on, Sif Lamed Vav, Sif Lamed Vav, Chia Kavna, anything that's similar like that. Sif cotton, gimel. And even through a non-Jew, it's forbidden. That is, even things that are only rabbinically forbidden. Gamkin asal yad, there's also forbidden to the non-Jew. Kim shirak mechesh ba'ama, since it's just a regular a minor ache, therefore that doesn't allow for any refuah. Siv beis, mishesh lechoyle shal sakana. If someone has an illness of danger, mitzvah chalala b'shabbos, it's a mitzvah, it's a commandment to desecrate the Shabbos. V'asar, sorry, a meshubach, whoever does is quicker, is praiseworthy, v'ashol, whoever asks, he's spilling blood. It's not, you're not supposed to be asking at a time of danger. Sivkan Dalit says the mishmar mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Perish lastly referred to do treatment for that person. But the reason mishmar the sivah chaybem because the pasuk says that we should live with the mitzvahs and below shiyamas bem not to die with them. Sivkan hey mazara zehulu whoever is quicker and has alacrity to do it is praiseworthy. I only come on the siv yudbeis ba'goshem. Look later on in 12th paragraph and the ramo over there b'mashenetul shem mishmur. What we'll write within in mishmur. Vayim biyur day siv sim kufin hey to be inch there refu yudu l'anoshem has to be a treatment that's well known to people oil pimumcho at least a professional says the magen ram to allow it to be done. Sivkan bava shoy b'chu whoever asks is spilling blood. Pidish, Aito Yeshu Meschasi, this person who is pious, but Yodel Chash Shabbos Bochelik is, and he's afraid to desecrate the Shabbos for such a sick person. Kimal Deimor only begets instructed from a rub. Hadir Shepik Dam, he's spilling blood. Shabbaichu Hoylik Lishal, by the time it takes to ask the Shaila, Yechle Shachel Yesu, the person can become sick even more. Beuchel Istakin, he could become to a situation of danger. But it costs of him, the Pasuk says, Loi Tamid Bechulu, don't stand on your friends and your fellow's blood. Bisham Isin, the Shamit's Bern Hanishal, whoever is asked, he's disgraced. Pidish, in other words, because the Talmud Chacham in this place, he should have given a drasha in to everyone, that everyone should know. They don't have to ask him, and if they are, there's something wrong with him. If the sick person himself is afraid that people should be over Shabbos for him, they force him, they speak on the Sartre, Chassidus Shal Shtus. This is a party being imbecilic. Says they're advised because obviously the person has to stay healthy and stay alive and not be worried about Chol HaShabbos in that type of situation. Some of the dishes, dish number 8, the Mishnah Berurah had said you could scrape with his hands on his flesh. He has to be careful not to make a chabura. For this reason, Mishmar, it's in Shin Tezayin and later on Simit Shin Chof Ches, that's forbidden to scrape boils, because through the scraping, it's going to excrete blood that was absorbed in the flesh and it's going to make a chabura. That's the Ben Ishchai writes. That's brought in the Kafa Chaim, that if someone scrapes with his hands on his flesh, he should be careful to scrape calmly, not strongly, and he adds on that so too, one should be careful not to floss his teeth with a needle that maybe blood's going to come out. Dusha number 9 said that if it's a clean, if it's a miyuchat, the Shabbos is permitted. Now, to brush one's teeth on Shabbos, the Shubas Mechaz Yitz writes that even if the toothbrush is designated for Shabbos, one should not use it with water, because through that, it's going to come to schita, and so too, you should not put on toothpaste, because then Yeba Isma Meir, also through the utility of it, could come to making chabura, and it's almost impossible to prevent that. Also, it's very vulnerable to break the bristles. And that's written in Shubhas Yigris Moshe, and Shubhas Yigris Levi writes that to be lenient, if he doesn't dip the toothbrush in water, rather he puts some water in his mouth, and he spits out the majority, and he should utilize with a little bit of water that remains. Other than Shubhas Yigris writes that not to be concerned for schita with the toothbrush that has a handle, rather just don't press on it very strongly regarding cleaning up bottles with the baby bottle that's made with bristles that are made out of synthetic that we discussed in Sim Shinchav Gimel, Sif Katan Lama Test. Dishon number 10 in Simon Shin Gimel. Mishmur writes that the custom was that they had this vessel made out of swine here, that designated for Shabbos and Sharetzina. But there's a mitzvah that the source of Pimagad Me'atzan, the Pimagad Madcha writes that it should be a small vessel, and then it's not meant for combing. Chuvisik demonstrates that according to the Shidus of the Maimon Madcha, it doesn't help to designate for Shabbos a vessel that's meant for combing. However, he adds on that if it's hard to get a vessel that does it's not meant for combing, maybe you could designate for Shabbos even a brush that's fit to comb. Here's it just one shouldn't comb it on Shabbos because it wasn't permitted only to do a small little remedy. There's number 12. In a situation that the shoe is already black before you shine it, and you want to go and b'metzachzach it, shine it again, Shubhas Shibali writes that still, if its intention is to add on and to strengthen the dye of the shoes, so it should be recognizable in its blackness, that's forbidden min haTorah, also because of Tzebeya, and that's what Rosh Hashanah writes, and he adds on that even if he smooths the cream from before Shabbos. It's forbidden to shine it, shine it on Shabbos because he's smoothing the cream and he's causing for it to shine. And that's my machik. He also adds on that even regarding the issue of ksiva, of writing, Mishmur writes in Simen Shemem, the Nachayv for writing on top of writing, however, regarding dyeing, that the ikr is the color that appears to the eyes, Yechayv Tzebeya, even on top of Tzebeya, dyeing on top of dyeing, because you're changing the color, which is not the case by writing, which doesn't help the writing on top of the writing itself. And so too regarding a lacquer, the like nail polish that's on the fingernails. Someone holds it's the isav tzebeya because it shines and it brings out the color of the fingernail. This number 14, meaning if that's like this lacquer that brings out the color of the fingernail. If someone has a candle that's lit and it tells a non-Jew to light another candle. In Rishon Bavim, Mishmar writes, it's permitted for him to have benefit from the second candle as long as the first candle is still lit. So to over here, he could have used the shoe without the non-Jew shining it, and why would it be forbidden until the evening b'chdei she'asim? Bisham Zaman explains that two candles, they're two different entities. When the Jew reads in the Sefer, you could say that the reading is to the light of the candle that's permitted, which is not the case by shining, it's in the actual shoe itself that is utilizing, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. However, regarding a shoe that's prepared from before Shabbos, and the non-Jew only smooths it on Shabbos, so in Rishon Beis, he writes that it's permitted to put it on Shabbos, those shoes, because he could have put it on even without the smoothing out of the non-Jew, even though the tikkun is in the shoe itself. So Bisham Zaman explains that this is all by a tikkun that's only Osmir Rabban, which is not the case by shining the shoe, which is something that is Midday Raisim. Dish number one, we see from the words of Mishnah Berurah that if a person does not have a pain, that because of that his whole body's in pain, it's just in a lot of tzar, forbidden for him to take medication as a gezer because of shkikas amon. Even the Be'er Halacha writes in Simen Shin Chavav that it's permitted for someone who's in pain to bathe in the water that was heated before Shabbos. Bisham Zaman explains that the gezer mechatzayis of the bathhouse is less than the gezer of shkikas amon of grinding the herbs because it's only for that was only really because of a concern of sinners, and that's from Nissen Krelz explains. Dish number two, what does it mean, nafal mishkav, that if you have to lay down, that you're allowed to take medication? And this girl explains that even if someone, it's not his whole body that's in pain, but it's because of those pains that he can't do what he needs to do, it's considered nafal mishkav. And he adds on that even if someone is successful to go by pushing himself, he's considered still as nafal mishkav, because in his regular situation, without pushing himself, he would have to lay down. Dish number three, just that the say refu is forbidden because of grinding the herbs. And this girl holds that this is not only by herbs that you usually do through grinding, it's even by herbs that the way you prepare some other malachas through cooking or something like that would also be forbidden. Dish number five, this that the Mishnah says has to be a refu you do al anoshma pimumcha. This has to be a refu you do, a well-known treatment. Shubas Meral Diskin writes that's only when you need to violate an Issa Taira, Issa Deraisa, but to violate Issa Derabanan would be permitted even for a refu that's not well documented. Now, how do you qualify refu you do, a well-known treatment? So Shubas Meral Diskin writes that it has to be known that people generally take this medication for this illness. And then even if you're not sure if it's going to heal this person, you let it take it because of suffik b'kuch nefesh. But refuah, that you're not sure if it's connected to this disease at all, so that he writes over there that it's forbidden to take it, because it might harm him, and specifically when there's forbidden foods involved. And that's also a opinion of Nisker Elitz, that even when there's a suffik, there's a doubt if the refuah would help for this person, it's considered as refuah yidua, which you b'mchal Shabbos for. Now regarding chilul Shabbos for refuah and the derech skula, for example, let's say on Shabbos to bury the amniotic sac from the baby in the ground so that it warms up the baby. So he writes later on in Simen Shin Lamed that's forbidden. And that's written in Shubas Ogzmeitcha that you don't write a kameya amulet of a professional for chayla because they didn't permit to overwrite Shabbos because of things that the refu is not natural. And he adds on that if the sick person wants a kameya, you have to be concerned if you don't do this, he's going to die because of pain, then be permitted to write for him. But look at what it did that remains with a tzarachian on this idea. Writes that for Yisrael, for sure, it's forbidden to mechal Shabbos for this, and even to a non-Jew, one should not be lenient. And that's what Bisham Zaman instructed, that you have to refrain from doing such a thing. And we discussed this in Simit Shinal Sivkon Peichas. Dish number six, if there's a shaila that you need a rav regarding halacha, and there's someone else that's well-versed in this, and he knows how to respond right away, so in Tof Reishit Ches, he writes that in Chalkim is a couple of the rav, you answer right away when it comes to these life and death types of questions. Dish number seven, regarding someone who's stringent on himself in the situation of doubt, of danger, so the Rambam in Hechel Yisrael Torah writes that he's liable for his own life. And that's how he writes later on, Sim Tofri Shtut Ches, regarding a sick person has to eat on Yom Kippur, and they want to be stringent on himself not to eat. And it says, Achas Damchem Lanav Shay Sechem Edrash, Hashem says, I'm gonna be Tevei you for this. Now, some of this Machal Shabbos because of Pekuch Nefesh, he writes later on, Sim Shalam Adal, that you don't need an atonement for what you did. And this, that women have the custom to light a candle on Shabbos because of a woman who gave birth, that they fast afterwards, that's included in Holis and Sichlis and foolishness, and Shem Zaman adds on, that just like when that would star in the meal of Shabbos, so to when that would star for Pekuch Nefesh and Shabbos. This is the Mishmur writes about it, that someone that extinguished a fire on Shabbos because it was a danger, he doesn't have to do tshuva, so that he doesn't refrain from putting it out. It sounds like that without that reason, he would have to do tshuva. But Rabbi Yashar explains that since because of the overwhelming confusion that it caused the fire, that it's possible in Mechal Shabbos more than was necessary because it was chaotic, that's why he would have to do tshuva. Chaim Gansky explains that also someone who puts out the fire doesn't have to do tshuva. In the words of Mishbura, only a reason why he doesn't have to do tshuva, even if he would want to do tshuva.